bringing about a world without dementia. That's our aim, and that's why we're here today, to move one step closer to that ambition.
There are 850,000 people in the UK living with dementia. I'm here at the Tower of London, where the memory walk for the Alzheimer's Society is taking place.
It was fascinating to walk round the back streets of the city, something I hadn't done before. It was quite moving to walk behind people wearing labels saying, "I'm walking for my lovely granddad who has dementia." There were young people, middle-aged, even some fairly elderly people walking.
As you're going round, your father or your nan, they're all in your mind and you're thinking about all the good times you've had. I'm getting emotional now talking about it.
Dementia is a disease. It's not a natural part of ageing. It's a disease you can get like cancer, like heart disease. And some research we did just last year showed that there were twice as many people under 65 with dementia as we previously thought.
In fact, the findings revealed more than 40,000 people under 65 have early onset dementia. It touches the 670,000 carers and families of those diagnosed.
Our nan's got vascular dementia. If someone is affected by it, I've found that the best way to get around it is to talk. A lot of young people, young boys especially, they don't want to admit that they have feelings or emotions. They want to be strong for everyone. It's all right to let your guard down. It's all right to feel weak, because then you can actually get help and feel better.
We're here today walking for my nan, who we refer to as Yaya. She's a 91-year-old, very fit and healthy, enjoys walking, running around, telling us what to do most of the time. I noticed that she started to lose her memory in 2012. I actually remember the day walking up to the door and she didn't greet us as she normally would. 10 minutes later, she came down the stairs crying because she told us she had forgotten. She didn't know who we were. After that, I called her GP just to get her assessed. He said she was fine, there was nothing wrong with her. By 2013, it progressed really fast. She has absolutely no recognition of who we are. She's happy, she's mainly in her childhood.
She really took so much pride in how she looked. Very old-fashioned Greek lady. And it's just horrible to see how it has changed her so much. The horrible stuff of seeing her wet herself. She thought that my sister was my daughter.
But to see how many people here, you realise you're not alone. A lot of people are going through the same thing.
Dementia is in the public eye like never before. Society is waking up to the fact that it costs the UK an estimated £26 billion annually. Alzheimer's Society is overcoming years of underinvestment by funding £6.5 million worth of research over the next 18 months.
Good progress is being made in trying to identify the cause, and once they've got the cause, they're down to the cellular level, they can expand research onto the treatment for it. Hopefully in the next 10 years, before I get to that situation, there might be some effective treatment.
It's been an emotional day, but a powerful day. I will now do it year on year on year without a shadow of a doubt.
Research is coming forward, technology is getting better. Walk for somebody's life. It might not be your family, your walk could help somebody else. Every step helps. Take the first step.